97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There are at least 47 data centers in Wisconsin and plans for more as demand explodes. Data centers use loads of electricity, and that's driving up costs. One municipal electric company is hoping to offset the increase in electricity costs in the future by generating some of their own power. Great Lakes Utilities provides electricity to 13 municipalities, including Wisconsin Rapids. The City Utility Company, Waterworks and Lighting Commission, or WWLC, is considering a proposal by Great Lakes Utilities and One Energy to build a 25-acre solar power plant to help offset predicted soaring energy costs. WWLC General Manager Todd Weiler says these increases are unprecedented.
This is a very scary forecast. We've never seen this before in the history of the United States.
The Pew Research Center found that U.S. data centers consumed 183 terawatt-hours of electricity in 2024. By 2030, that figure is predicted to grow by 133% to 426 terawatt-hours. Wisconsin Rapids doesn't generate any of its own power. Consolidated Water Power Company owns the five dams on the Wisconsin River, and they use that power for the area paper mills still in operation. Weiler says these proposed solar power plants wouldn't reduce current prices, but could keep prices from climbing as fast as other areas of the state.
If Great Lakes Utilities could actually build its own generation at today's prices, then we could lock in those prices for the future.
Around 60 people came out for the public hearing on Monday to speak for and against the solar power plant. Many were residents who live close to the proposed site on Whitrock and 2 Mile Avenue. Now the Finance and Property Committee will meet in closed session today to discuss the contract before any action is taken on the project. Average gas prices fell 8.8 cents per gallon over the past week. The average across the state is 2.64 as of Monday. This is almost 11 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 12.5 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say downward pressure on gas prices should continue in the weeks ahead. Refinery maintenance is nearing completion, and OPEC is increasing oil production in December. A few dozen gas stations across the country are already offering gas under $2 per gallon, and officials say that number could grow as the holiday season continues. December is here, and so is the snow. This means snowplow drivers are working day and night to keep roads clear and safe. Governor Tony Evers, along with the Wisconsin County Highway Association and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, recognized December 1st as Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day. It's a chance to remind drivers to slow down and give snowplow drivers the space they need to do their job safely. You should stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. If you can't see their mirrors, they can't see you. If you have to pass a snowplow, be careful and remember that conditions ahead of the plow are likely worse. We're also into the Shop Small Wisconsin season. For the fifth consecutive year, Governor Evers designates now through December 31st as a time to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration in 2025, small businesses comprised more than 99% of businesses in Wisconsin. They employ 1.2 million people in the state, and two-thirds of every dollar that you spend at a small business stays in the local community. Badger athletes will be wearing Under Armour for years to come after Wisconsin agreed to a 10-year extension with the sportswear brand. The contract covers everything from uniforms and shoes to training gear for all 23 Division I teams, and it commits new support to the university's name, image, and likeness efforts. Part of the plan includes one-off custom jerseys for the next Shamrock Series showdown against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. Wisconsin originally signed on with Under Armour in 2015, switching over from its previous apparel deal with Adidas. Mid-State Technical College is launching a night option for the Early Childhood Professional Program. The new format is designed to support working adults, parents, and others who need flexibility while pursuing their education. Students will gain hands-on training and acquire knowledge in child care centers, preschools, Head Start programs, and other childhood settings. Night options begin in late January for the 2026 spring semester. Classes meet Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids campus, with some courses offered online. You can find out more and register at mstc.edu. Fundraising can begin for the Safe Haven Baby Box in Wisconsin Rapids. The proposal has been approved by the Common Council. Organizer Linda Casper is working with local groups to provide several ways to donate.
I'm hoping that we can get the funds raised through the winter months and, you know, into the spring, and then hopefully have it raised by early spring so that we can work on it then.
She said there'll be an online option hopefully set up by next week.
People will have a couple of different options to contribute if they choose so.
Casper said their goal of $30,000 will pay for the box, installation, and maintenance. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129 to 126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first-place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow possible, generally just a dusting. We're going to drop into the low to mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cold once again with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.